It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Days after a tropical cyclone, it appears that American aid is not reaching Myanmar. The White House says a U.S. disaster recovery team is still waiting on visas, and U.S. Navy ships in the region have not been allowed into port. Myanmar's military government is allowing some emergency supplies from other sources, and military helicopters are flying over the low-lying river delta wrecked by the storm. The helicopters are said to be dropping food and drinking water to survivors. We're going to learn more now from Suhail Raish, director of Doctors Without Borders, the mission in Yangon, Myanmar's major city. And what have the last few days been like for you, sir?
It has been very, very difficult for us because we are preparing our intervention in the south of Yangon, where approximately 1 million people could have been affected by this cyclone. So we are working to try to gather drugs and supplies.
Just trying to get supplies. Now, as you're trying to marshal those supplies, have you or members of Doctors Without Borders been out into the affected area and sent back reports of what's happening now?
The problem is the access. Most of the affected area are flooded. We have access to some places which are 2 hours from here, from Yangon. What we saw in these villages, 80% of the villages were just destroyed.
Do you think that the government has the capacity to handle this disaster?
They are trying to do some things, but it's definitely not enough. They don't have enough resources to respond to this emergency, and that's why we're discussing with them to be able to ship some goods in Myanmar.
You want to get some goods and some drugs from outside the country into the country?
Yes. I was discussing today with one of the ministers. Basically, he allowed us to send a plane with 40 tons of water supply, drugs, and shelter materials in the country.
Where are you going to get it from?
We're going to get it from Switzerland.
From Switzerland. That raises another question. We're being told that American aid is not being allowed into the country. Of course, the United States has been very, very critical of Myanmar's military government. Has the government been more welcoming of aid from other sources? And if so, what sources?
What can I say? I think the main issue is that to allow the foreigners to come in the country, but I'm sure that with the pressure and with the needs, they will have to accept more, I would say, experts and specialists in various sectors to support them.
Is the government giving reasons not to admit additional foreigners into the country?
First of all, they consider that they have enough capacity, I would say human resources capacity in the country.
Oh, they've said they have enough capacity.
In terms of human resources. But they are, as I say, they are welcoming any goods from outside.
They're saying send materials, but don't bother to send people.
Yes, exactly.
And it sounds like you don't think that's enough.
For MSF, it's not enough. As I say, the risk of epidemics is quite high, and that's why we need a public health specialist and a water and sanitation specialist.
Suhail Raish directs Doctors Without Borders, the mission in Myanmar. He spoke with us from Yangon, the largest city in that country. And you can find photos of the Myanmar cyclone and its impact at npr.org.